Hi, it's Craig Slater. I'm back. This is part two of my demonstration of my note taker. Before we go through the main menu, I just want to clarify something. And that is, you can buy note takers, like the device I have here, and you can also buy braille displays. And a braille display is, again, it's a little box, and it depends on, you know, you can get different size ones. Well, you can get devices that only have 12 characters on the display, you can get devices that have 14 characters, 18 characters, 20 characters, 32 characters. There are 40 character displays, 60, 80 characters. That's the biggest one you can get, an 80 character display. But the more characters you have, the more expensive they become, etc. Now, I specifically wanted a small device for carrying around with me. So this is perfect. 18 characters, it's long enough to be comfortable to read from. You know, the 18 or 20 character display is what I'd recommend if you travel a lot, or if you're a student, maybe a 32 character if you're doing a lot of reading. I really like these devices, and as you'll see in a second, they're very quick to work with, they're very easy to work with, and they really help a blind person have access to information by actually reading, because we have a lot of issues here at the moment in the blind community with the big debate whether Braille is relevant anymore, and a lot of us are coming out saying, actually, yes, it is. I don't know what I would do without Braille. So, I absolutely love reading Braille, and that's another reason why I got this device. So anyway, one reason why I got this device is because it gives me access to anything. Whatever can be put into electronic format, this device will give me access to. If it's in text format, this device will give me access to it. If the document's a Word document, this device will open it. So there's lots of different formats this supports. It can read HTML content. I can go on the internet and read websites. I can read articles on the web. I can read my local newspaper. In fact, I'm going to try that afterwards. It has a Google search feature. So it's a really nice device, and it really opened up a lot of doors for me in the future. So anyway, let's actually have a look at what this thing can do. So what we actually have here, as I said, is a little computer. So as well as being able to connect to my phone and run it as a braille display and just read what's on my phone screen, which is what I was doing on my other booth that I put up this morning. I will actually navigate this device and talk a bit about what you can do. Now, first of all, I'll just tell you a little bit about the spec on this, how much space you have, etc. This has a 1 gigahertz processor, and it has 32 gigabytes of onboard storage. It has 256 megabytes, not gigabytes, megabytes of RAM, which doesn't sound like very much, and it isn't very much, but for what we use these devices for what most of us use these devices for, you don't need loads and loads of RAM. Note taker manufacturers are starting to come around to the idea of giving us more space, more RAM, more space, etc. And as you'll see, though, this is despite the fact that it only has 256 meg of RAM, it's a pretty snappy little machine. So I'm going to navigate the main menu to show you what's here, and then we'll open the word processor. Alert. Storage almost full. Oh, shut up, you. Done. Button. Done. Audio room. Close. Button. So what we're going to do, I'm going to navigate the main menu. So when you switch on, we'll put the file manager.
File manager.
And I'm just going to go down the main menu using my keyboard on my scroll keys, and let's have a look at what's here. So we've got file manager,
word processor.
We've got the word processor,
document reader.
We have a document reader,
email, media.
We have various media options, FM radio, a media player, there's a YouTube option in there, there's a web radio feature as well,
organizer,
that's where your scheduler is. You've got a scheduler. You've got
address manager,
schedule manager,
database manager,
There's a database manager, which I don't use. But I do use the schedule manager quite often. Web tools, that's where your web browser is. You've got Google search in there. You've got the actual web browser. There's a quick browser, which is a stripped down web browser if you just want to do some basic browsing. Google search. And you have an RSS reader as well. Social networking, that's where you would find Facebook and Twitter, Google Talk. There's actually a very clever program called SenseChat, and what that enables you to do is connect your note taker to someone else's note taker, and you can communicate with each other. They're very good for deaf-blind people, which is what it was really designed for, that particular program. It's called SenseChat, and I like the fact they've put it on every single unit rather than making it an add-on that you have to buy. Extras, you've got Google Maps in here. Yes, this does have Google Maps, and it has a built-in GPS receiver. It has a built-in compass, built-in gyroscope, built-in accelerometer, I believe. A vibrating motor. So they've really, you know, given you a lot of tech. We have a dictionary in there, which you need to buy, and I'm going to buy the dictionary for this in a few weeks. Google Maps. The navigation application, I may buy that in the future. Excel, and we have an Excel viewer.
Dropbox.
And we also have Dropbox.
Dropbox.
Extras, so come up. We've got games. Well, we've got a dice game and various sort of memory games and things, maths games.
Utilities.
This is where you would change various options, like you've got a calculator in here. You've got an alarm clock, stopwatch and timer.
Calculator. Display time and date. Display compass heading.
This is where you get to the compass heading.
Wake up alarm,
you've got a calendar in here.
Stopwatch.
That's where your Braille display feature, terminal for screen reader, is. So you can see you've got quite a few features in there. I won't go through all of them. Then we've got the settings where you change various settings, set up your internet and things like that, and set up Bluetooth connections. This does have Bluetooth and then Wi-Fi, obviously.
Help.
And this is then the help section is the manual. So as you can see, there's quite a few bits in there.
Manual manager.
But that's only scratching the surface because that menu is a bit misleading. This thing can do a lot more than what's on that main menu. Because, for example, if you open the media player, you have a web radio feature hidden in the media player as part of it, which I didn't actually realise was there until I found it the other day. So, you know, there are features. It does quite a lot of things, this device. It's caused quite a lot of functionality. I call it the box of tricks. It has a date. For those of you who are blind, it has a Daisy Book Reader as well. So you can play talking books from their NIB or from various organisations for the blind. So yeah, it's a really good little all-round box of tricks. A very good piece of equipment for a student, very good piece of equipment for someone who is travelling a lot, a good piece of equipment for someone who's trying to get to work or anything like that. Say if you're a musician, you're like me, and you need to download lots and lots of lyrics on the fly, and sometimes you don't have access to a PC to do it. Trying to download them on a mobile phone can be a bit tricky at times. And then read them with speech, it didn't really work very well. That's why I opted for a note taker, because I find myself in situations where I'll be with a lady who comes to play the accordion with me, and she'll go, "Oh, so why don't we try this song?" And I'll think, "Yeah, why don't we?" But then I think, hang on a minute, I don't know the words. I can literally just jump on the internet with this device and grab the words and have them on the display, and then later on, I won't have time, I can actually copy and paste them into a document, which is cool.
9 minutes and 19 seconds or 10 minutes.
So yeah, I'm going to do a third part, and I'm actually going to demonstrate. I'll leave it there. Actually, that'll do for now. It's a basic overview of what this thing is. So I'll power it off. And I might do some more booze on it.
9 minutes and 39 seconds or 10 minutes and 0 seconds.
If anybody wants me to do any more booze, on this, you can email me. Email me at crg.slater@hotmail.co.uk. That's a good way of getting hold of me.
9 minutes and 56 seconds.
Anyway, I'll leave it there, and I'll speak to you guys soon.